Hello, I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Today I want to talk about one of the most critical skills for any practice owner, delegation. This isn't just about handing off tasks. It's about building a system that transforms your practice into a self-sustaining asset, freeing you up to lead, not just manage. We're going to go through a blueprint that can really empower your team and change the way you work. This quote, it really hits home, doesn't it? So many of us build these incredibly successful practices, but in the process, we accidentally trap ourselves. We become the center of everything. Real leadership and the freedom that comes with it is all about systematically making yourself less essential to the day-to-day operations. It's about empowering your people to solve those problems. All right, so here's our game plan. First, we'll talk about what I call the leader's cage. Then we'll reframe delegation as a skill you have to master. After that, we'll get into the practical stuff, a precision blueprint for how to do it right. Then we'll take it a step further into empowering your team with real responsibility. And finally, we'll look at the ultimate goal, getting your practice to run on autopilot. Okay, section one. The leader's cage. This is what happens when you become the bottleneck. If every important decision, every complex task has to run through you, you've put a hard ceiling on your practice's growth. More than that, you've created a culture of dependency where your team waits for you instead of taking initiative. So how do we break out of that cage? Well, that brings us to our second section, and this is all about a fundamental shift in your mindset. We have to stop thinking of delegation as a weakness in our team and start seeing it as a strength in our leadership. I hear this all the time, the idea that delegation just doesn't work with my team. That's the myth, but the reality is that delegation is a high-level skill. It's like any other complex procedure we perform. It requires discipline, a clear process, and a lot of practice to get it right. And this analogy is perfect. You know, we all accept that you can't just pick up a violin and play it beautifully. It takes thousands of hours of very specific, deliberate practice. Well, delegation is the same. It's not some talent you're born with. It's a discipline you develop through a structured approach. And this is the mindset we need to adopt. Your job as the leader isn't to be the smartest person in the room doing all the work. It's to hire the smartest people you can find and then build the systems and provide the tools they need to be successful. That's how you scale. So that's the why. Now for the how. Section three is where we get into the nuts and bolts with the precision blueprint. This is a framework you can use to make delegation a predictable, repeatable process in your own practice. The whole framework is built on four pillars. You have to be precise, choose the right person for the job, set a very clear deadline, and perform regular check-ins. Now, they're all important, but that first one, being precise, is where most delegation efforts fall apart. Precision is everything. Ambiguity is the absolute enemy of successful delegation. You know, telling someone to improve patient payment times isn't a task, it's a wish. It doesn't give them a clear path to success, which almost guarantees a disappointing result. As clinicians, we understand this intuitively. You would never, ever send a digital treatment plan to a technician with a note, make the front teeth straighter. Of course not. You give exact, measurable, precise instructions. We need to apply that exact same clinical precision to the way we delegate tasks to our team. That's the secret. Now, once you've mastered the mechanics, we can move to the next level. This section is about moving beyond just managing tasks and into empowering your team with true responsibility. This is where the magic really happens. Let me give you a quick story from my own practice. We had an accounting employee who was fantastic, but she would come to me for approval on every single invoice. It was a constant stream of interruptions, and it completely broke my workflow and slowed everything down. The solution was incredibly simple. We just set a rule. Any invoice under 50 euros, she was empowered to approve on her own. No need to ask me. That one small change freed up hours of my time every month, and more importantly, it gave her ownership over her domain. Of course, to make empowerment like this stick, the way you give feedback is crucial. You want to praise specific behaviors, not just personality. Instead of "you're a genius," say "the way you organized that report was incredibly efficient." Why? Because that shows them exactly what to repeat. And when something goes wrong, you address the action, not the person. It creates a safe environment to learn and grow. And this all brings us to our final section, the ultimate goal, achieving practice autopilot. This is the stage where your practice runs smoothly and effectively, allowing you to shift your focus from manager to true visionary. At this highest level, you're no longer delegating tasks, you're delegating outcomes. You define the result you want, and you trust your empowered team to figure out the best way to get there. When you have that level of trust and robust systems in place, your practice becomes a self-managing organization, and you're free to work on the big picture strategy. So I want to leave you with this question to think about. What could you truly achieve, both professionally and personally, if your practice could operate at a high level of excellence even when you're not there? This isn't just a fantasy. It's the very real outcome of mastering the art of delegation.